about it first on The Wave.
Catch The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch The Wave in ADD.
Somebody. Somebody cares when things go wrong. Somebody's love is there to guide you and make you so strong. But oh Lord, Lord, and he's above all others. His love is far beyond the brother. Eternal life is yours just to know him. The Savior divine, a friend of mine. How much I love him. I cannot tell all of my God's love for me. But I only know it cannot be measured. It's deeper than the sea. Y'all believe that? Love enough. Oh my sadness, my God alone, you can always bring me gladness. I'm filled with joy, I'm filled with joy and joy, because I know him, the Savior divine, a friend of mine. This is one thing I only know, that it cannot be measured. It's deeper than the sea. Wave your hands for me.
There is a light that has set me free. And I know, so there is a light that shines inside of me. There is a light that has set me free. And I know, so great.
Give him the praise and the glory today. Thank you, Jesus.
So glad.
So glad.
So glad.
Ah. Let's see.
So glad.
You've been so good to me, Jesus.
So glad.
Yes, you have.
Especially good to me. Because I remember a time that when they would come to town, I would always have my ticket in the line to see them. Can I get a witness? Kept on trusting and praising God. One day a group called the Gospel Elves stopped by and picked me up. We joined up with the mighty clouds of joy, and we went all over the world. And I'm saying this because a lot of people don't know this, but the clouds of joy have been a great friend of mine. Great friend. There was a time when I needed money to send home to my children. I went to the mighty clouds of joy. Can I get a witness, Richard? Can I get a witness, Joe? The arm was always wide open. And they even gave me the opportunity once to sing with them. I love the mighty clouds of joy. But how many of y'all know if you live long enough, there's going to be some rain in your life. If you live long enough, there's going to be some heartaches. And there's going to be some pain. But if you wait on the Lord, won't He make a way for you? Oh, I wish I could sing the way I want to sing right now. Because God has been good to me. And I'm going to let my light shine wherever you may see me. I'm going to let my light shine. I want to leave this with you tonight. If there ain't been no rain in your life, wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while. Some of us feel we're always going to be up and never down. But there ain't been no rain in your life. Wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while.
Come on.
Whoa, whoa, Lord, Lord,
Church, I put it all myself a hold it on. I want to ask yourself, won't it make a way? Won't it make a way?
All you got to do is hold on. All you got to do is hold on. Oh. I know it's late, James. I know it's getting late, and it's time to go home. But I need somebody in this building that know that you know that you know that you know that God will make a way for you. If you know God will make a way for you, I just want you just to wave your hand. I remember what my granddaddy told me when I first found the Lord. He said, "No, there's trouble in the world. Gonna get hard sometimes." He said, "But when it get too hard for man, it's just right for God." Am I right about it? Isn't anybody in here ever been sick? Seems like the more medicine you take, the more you have. Got all on your knees and call on Jesus. Won't it make a way? Won't it make a way? If you know he'll make a way, let me see you flat on your feet right now. Back up to you. Let him praise you. Let him praise you right now.
To you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Come on, put your hand together. And this is the way we sing in Georgia, Augusta, Georgia.
Sit down, sit down.
Say it again. Give me, say it one more time.
Sit down, sit down. Sit down.
early age. Yes, I've known him nearly all of my life. Well, I admit there have been times when I faltered along the way, but I'll keep trying because somehow I've got to make it in. You see, I've got a charge on my life, and I've got a job to do, and I can't stop until it's through.
Y'all have to say it, come on.
I'm determined. I've got a made up mind. I can't stand around wasting my time. I'm gonna keep on working for Jesus every day of my life. You know why? Because I've got heaven on my mind. Criticizing someone else. Oh, no. There are some things I'd rather leave behind. And let me tell you, and I don't have time to be bothered with he said, that she said, that they said. You know why? Because it's all I can do to keep my own self in mind.
Made up mind.
Oh yeah, I can't stand around.
Strange, because they said we the youngest group, but we stop by to tell you that we know Jesus too. Can I get a witness in this place? Now, if you know you've been born again and saved and not ashamed, come on and help us lift up the name of Jesus. Can I get a witness in this place? I got a story I need to tell. On my way home that same night, my friend flag me down. They said, tell me, what do you mean about somebody that touched you? I wish I had a witness in this place. Don't you know all those people that were gathered around you? It could have been anybody that touched you. I said, no. I said, no. I need some Bible readers in this place. Anybody here tonight read in your Bible? St. Mark, round about the fifth chapter, there was a woman, had been sick for 12 long years. I got a witness in this place. Had been sick for 12 long years. She had been going from doctor to doctor and town to town. Had done spent all of her little money trying to find somebody to heal her body. She heard about Jesus. Anybody here tonight know my Jesus? Anybody here tonight know my Jesus? I wish I had a witness. I need one witness. The record is she pushed her way through the crowd. All she wanted to do was just touch the hem of his garment. Everything was gonna be alright. The record is Jesus turned around. Say yeah, can I get somebody? Say yeah.
tell God thank you.
I thank all those things of God right now. Come on, put your hand together while we say this. I got a true friend named Dr. Lord, Lord is mine. Come on here. With Uncle Jesus, hey, he's mine. Oh, feel good here, Luke. Come on here, y'all. We come to have a good time. Woo! Come on.
Got a true friend. Thank you, Uncle Jesus. Lord, he's mine. He's mine. All mine. I got two friends, his name's been up with Jesus. Hey! He's my, woo! He got the things about that I can't do without. Lord, he's my, oh my. People not by here, I know the Lord is real. Yes, he's my, oh my. Can I get one witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get one witness? Come on, come on, y'all. Come on and clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands. Let's have a good time. 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 Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord. Let's hear a good time. Let's have a good time. Let's have a good time. Have God is good to you. 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 Talk about the Holy Ghost. 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 About the Holy Ghost. Talk about the Holy Ghost. Talk about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Talk about the Holy Ghost. Have God is good to you. Have God is good to you. My God is good to me. My God is good to me. What is this morning? What is this morning? He woke me all the time. Woke me up all the time. I talk about the Holy Ghost. 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 I talk about all right, Father, any all right, Father, see ya. makes you want to shout out.
Shout,
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 shout.
To live, wasn't fit to die. God looked beyond my faults and supplied me with my needs. I tell you what, I think I'll go on and have a little church in this building anyway. But let me see the hands of those that know you've been blessed in here tonight. Good God Almighty, if you was able to get out of your bed this morning, put one foot before the other, look around your home, see your family still on the land of the living. That's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
And let me ask that question again. I said, let me see the hands of those that know that you know that you know that you know. Without a shadow of a doubt, you've been blessed tonight.
You've been blessed tonight.
If you're not too mean, and if you're not ashamed that your next door neighbor might be in the building, I want you to get out of your seat right now. Stand on your feet. Lift those hands forth heaven. Let's magnify the name Jesus.
Jesus.
Somebody know he's been good.
Oh,
somebody know he's been good.
Oh,
yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm getting ready to make the devil mad.
Yes, sir.
The devil can't stand to see saints of God.
Well,
you don't want to call it.
Well,
I'm getting ready to sing a little song about how blessed I am.
Well,
and if you know that you know you've been blessed, I invite you to come down this aisle and shake my hand.
yeah. Would it be all right if I sang my song? Let me hear you sing, yeah.
Yeah.
Sing,
yeah.
Sing,
yeah.
Listen here, I count it as a blessing
just to be able to play for Jesus.
I feel like it's a privilege.
Call on me.
Call on me. I count it as a blessing.
To pray on Jesus.
Pray on Jesus. I feel like it's a privilege just to look around and see what the Lord has done. I count it as a blessing. Yes,
to
pray on Jesus. I feel like it's a free. To be able to look around and see what the Lord has done. Now let me ask you, do you count it as a blessing?
Just to be able to pray for Jesus.
Do you feel like it's a free privilege?
Call
on His name. Do you count it as a blessing?
To pray for Jesus.
I feel like it's a privilege just to be able to look around.
I'm going on with the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going on.
We're gonna
Oh, 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 He was destroying the land. What he spoke to the brother Noah. Noah stopped. He said, look ahead, Noah. Build me an ark. I want you to build it big and strong. Build it 300 cubits long. 50 high, 50 wide. Cause I wanted to stand on the raining tide.
He's always there to defend. Jesus is my friend. of duty. If I were to the close of the day, Lord, I shall see the great King in all his beauty.
Talk with you. Get out!
Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. But I believe we can get some joy tonight. I want you to reach over and grab somebody by the hand and lift it straight towards heaven. Grab somebody by the hand. Lift it up. We get ready to get our joy now. I found out that you can't always stand still and get your joy. But you know what you got to do? Sometimes you got to leap. Come on.
Leap for joy.
Leap for joy.
Leap for joy.
Come on.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Bringing forth the word with power.
Do you love the Lord? Did you bring some praise? Let everything that have breath do what? And we will bless the Lord when... Come on with your own mouth, in your own ways. Give God some hallelujah praise.
Be sure to tune in with overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, zip code 27610, every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. and on Sundays at 11:30 a.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
To God be the glory for the things he's done. If you just tune in, tonight is your opportunity for your breakthrough, your miracle. What you've been seeking God for is right in your hand. It's right in the palm of your hand. And we're here tonight to bless you in a mighty way that God will get the glory. I have with me right now in front of me Evangelist Linda Perez. To God be the glory. Welcome to the program. God is good. Isn't God good?
Yes, he is.
How good is God to you?
Oh, God, he's been so good to me.
Did he wake you up this morning?
Yes, he
did. Did he put shoes on your feet?
Yes, he did.
And put a smile on your face?
Every morning.
And every morning you give him the praise and the glory. Now, those people that are out there right now are hurting, and they want to know, what is it about God that brings joy into your life?
It's the fact that he's our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior, and everything that God has promised to do for his people, he is doing it right now. All we have to do is just trust and believe in him and grab hope to this power of God and get to know God.
Now, you're talking about to know God. There's power, and it's dunamis power. Dunamis power, that's more than just enough that's running over. And I know that God is blessing you. Can you just share just a moment of what God has done and how he's blessed and how he's drawn us together?
First of all, I'd like to thank the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And I'd like to thank the Lord for allowing Pastor Kearney into bringing him into my life. And due to that, being the man that he is, the Lord has allowed him to teach me how to come forth in my faith, trusting him. And there's been many times when I've been going through trials and storms and felt like giving up, even being a powerful woman of God. But just hearing and listening to God through the voice of Pastor Kearney, God has allowed me to move forward in the ministry. And he has blessed me and my family with a new home, a new car. And that was time I was out.
Hold it. Wait a minute. God has blessed you with a new home?
Yes,
and a new car?
Yes, he has.
Within 24 hours, as you spoke that word, someone right now heard that word, and God has penetrated it back to them, and they've been asking God for the same thing. And little do you know, their breakthrough is right in front of them. All they got to do is pick that phone up. As we make a contact with them, we have the evangelist here, we have you here, and we're going to pray and touch and agree with them that God will give them the same opportunity that he's given you. And that's the type of God we serve.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Can do what he wants you, when he wants you, and how he wants to do. Are you ready for another breakthrough from God?
I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm excited.
And I didn't mean to cut you off, but when you said that, I just felt someone else has been praying for that same thing. What else took place?
And along the journey, I had a brother who was sick. He was in the hospital. But even though that the Lord had promised that he was going to take him in and that he accepted him as Lord Jesus Christ the Savior, but he gave us enough time to spend with him because there were family members that couldn't deal with our brother-in-law. But the Lord, because of my obedience and the power of the Holy Spirit, God allowed us at least a month to spend with my brother.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Evangelist, I'm so glad that you're here. I see God using you. I see this glow on you. And I know that God is working through you. And also, you know, a lot of people don't even know that you speak how many languages?
Two languages.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. So there's a lot of work to be done. And what we're going to do right now, I want you to read a couple of verses that you have in the book. And I want you to look right in that camera there. And I want you to share that to them that they may receive it right now.
Okay, I'm reading from the book of Matthew 10:7-8. Lord, you told your disciples, go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. I am your disciple, and I will follow your command to go in the name of Jesus.
He just said to go and to do what?
He said to go and to cast out demons. Preach and say that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
In the name of Jesus. So you telling me we have the power that God has released upon us to go and heal the sick?
Yes.
To cast out devils?
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We don't have to go to the doctor or the hospital that God has placed in you and me, that we can go in the name of Jesus and lay hands on the sick and they shall recover?
Yes, we do.
Look, I thank God for that. And I want them right now that are watching under the name of Jesus that you are just only a moment from your breakthrough. Some of you right now that are watching by way of television, you've been going through a sickness in your body and you trusted in the doctor. You trusted in your lawyer for a court situation that you've been battling with. And God is only seconds away for your breakthrough. I believe by faith, as I speak right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm speaking to Charles. Charles, you're watching this program right now. And I know that you're about to give up. You're tired of going through the frustration dealing with your family. But God wants you to know it's not your battle. It is God. It belongs to God. God wants you right now to trust him, to surrender to him, to call on him, and believing by faith that it shall be done. We're going to be right back with more breakthroughs, more miracles, and we're going to touch and agree in the name of Jesus that your miracle will come within 24 hours.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
One. Well, hallelujah. To God be the glory, and welcome back to your appointed time. That's right, your appointed time. As we begin to pray and intercede for the city of Raleigh, the city of Warrenton, the city of Franklinton, the city of Wake Forest, all over North Carolina, we're believing by faith that your miracle and your breakthrough is beginning to penetrate in your household all over the state. We know right now, without a shadow of doubt, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, more than we can even think or ask. And we're asking God right now for your breakthrough and miracle to take place. Thank God for a powerful woman of God that is standing here. Evangelist,
amen.
Prophetess. God is so good, and God has given her gift, and he said he'll make what?
He'll make room.
Make room for the gift.
Yes.
And I know God has made room for the gifts in you. I'm going to step out the way because I believe by faith right now, even as I'm standing here, I can't even be still, that I know the anointing of God is beginning to flow in this place. And we know that we are the church. You know, people are seeking a building. But
yes.
Don't we know that God dwells in us?
Yes.
He said he dwells in us. And he sown that seed in us, even from our mother's womb. And a lot of people don't know that they're seeking on the outward man, but God is in us. He said, great is he that is what?
It's in us. Yes.
Than he that's
in the world.
Well, to God be the glory. Evangelist.
Amen.
Anointed prophet, Leandra Davis. Will you speak to these people and share the prophetic word at this appointed time and speak to those that need to be delivered in the name of Jesus?
Praise God. Truly, there is a word from God today. God is concerned about your broken heart and all of your broken places. Speaking to those that have souls that are just hurting right now, God put me here today to tell you, don't you dare give up. Don't you dare walk away. God hears your prayer. He's heard you the first time, and God has come to heal. I'm speaking to those right now that are dealing with broken marriages. You don't understand why it's happening, and you're crying right now, but let you know that God is in the midst of turning that situation around. I'm speaking to that mother here tonight that has children out in the street. You haven't heard from your son. You haven't heard from your daughter, but God is in the rescue business. Oh, yes, he is. He doesn't want you to give up right now. Also, please understand that for every tear that you have ever cried, God has bottled it up. There's no time to allow yourself to whittle away. God wants you to stand up strong and remember that he has not forgotten you. God has brought you through so many trials and tribulations. He brought you through the nightclub. He brought you through the court system. He brought you through the hospital bed. And now you can rest. said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Although the enemy is trying to tell you that your life is over, but the devil is a liar. Your life is just beginning in God. This is no time for you to turn around and turn back. As a matter of fact, God wants you to get up where you are sitting. Get up off that couch. Take 3 steps, because those 3 steps are going to move you into your destiny. You've been praying and asking God, God, what about me? What about my destiny? God is saying tonight, if you would take a leap of faith, and if you would just look up to him, hold your hands out to heaven, and just tell the Lord, I trust you. I trust you. See, God sometimes has to take us through the wilderness to get us to understand it's all about him. And when we learn to trust in God, we get a deeper relationship with him. Honey, that's what it's been all about. That's what it's been all about. Every lonely hour you sat in that living room, that's what it's been about. For those of you that are looking for a job, that's what it's been about. For those of you that have been waiting on a husband or a wife, that's what it's been all about. God has something special for you. And within 24 hours, you're going to see God answer that prayer. Within 24 hours, you're going to receive healing in your body. Within 24 hours, I'm speaking to someone that's dealing with pancreatic cancer right now. You're going to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. See, it's at the name of Jesus. Your faith is being stirred up right now. Your faith recognizes the Spirit of God. And I speak to your system right now. I speak to the blood that's going bad in you. But I command that blood to be regulated right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nothing that God can't do. There's nothing that he cannot do. Our God loves us, and with him all things are possible. So please be encouraged and know that this is your time. It's your time to look up. For which cometh your help. Your help comes from God. And he has everything that you need. He has everything that you need. Hold on. Don't give up. Hold on to God. It's your season to be delivered. Are you ready?
My God, hold on to God, as they say, unchanging hand.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Even though it seems like it's taken a little while, but God is never too late. He's right on time.
Always seem too
late. In spite of.
In spite of.
It may be delayed, but what?
It's not denied.
Did not deny.
Oh, nothing.
My God. That's the type of God we serve.
Enough.
A God of the living and not of the dead. We're not serving Buddha. We're not serving Muhammad. But we're serving a man that rose from the dead.
Yes, yes.
And by his stripes.
By his stripes.
You spoke the word.
Yes.
And by his stripes.
By his stripes.
We've already.
We're already healed.
Already healed.
We're already healed.
By
his stripes.
His stripes.
Yes.
By faith.
That's it.
Faith.
That's it.
The substance.
The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So although we don't see it in the natural,
come on.
We already see it in the spirit.
Come on. Glory to God.
So we claim it. We take ownership of it.
Hallelujah. You know, there's someone right now, Brother Dave. Mm-hmm. Yes, Dave. There's a young lady by the name of Cynthia. Mm-hmm. You're watching right now.
Yes.
And you're looking for that pain in your body mm-hmm. to go away.
Yes.
I believe by faith, as a point of contact, as we touch and agree, as we pray for you, that in the name of Jesus, you pick the phone up and call right now, that you will be healed, set free, and delivered, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I believe it by faith, within 24 hours, it's going to fade away. God has the answer, not man. And we believe God. Powerful woman of God. I just believe by faith, as God continually elevates you, continually use you like never before, that the gift that he's making room for you, that will burst out of you and flow over like rivers of living water. To God be the glory. The waters are running over upon your household right now. You've been battling with your son and your daughter, wondering when are they going to come home? When are they going to come out of the street?
Yes, Lord.
And God has a word for you on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God
Jesus.
And his righteousness,
Jesus.
And all
All these things will be added unto you.
Yes.
We're going to believe and pray with you right now as you pick that phone up as a point of contact.
Oh God.
Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the enemy tell you no need to call. Mm-hmm. You need to call right now
phone.
Because God
pick
is able. He's ready to answer your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back with another powerful woman of God.
Praise God.
And don't you touch that dial. Don't you let the enemy tell you to turn and see what else on. You're at the right place at the right time. And I promise you that your miracle is only a breath away.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We here at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church invite you to come join in with us at NFIRadio.com every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. for powerful preaching, teaching, and praise. Join in with us with Reverend Thurland Kearney and catch the wave.
My name is Albertina Walker, and I used to sing with Robert Anderson. And Robert was retiring, and this was his last recording when we was at the studio. And the record company asked me to record. And I didn't want to record by myself. I always wanted to sing with a group. And Mr. Allen and Mr. Simpkins, they were the proprietors of the record company. And the record company was United States. States was the gospel label, and United was the secular label. And I recorded. I asked him, Mr. Simpkins, Mr. Allen, could I record with the girls? And they said, if this is what you want to do, but we want you. I said, so don't make no difference. I said, I just want to sing with a group. I don't want to sing by myself. He said, well, what am I going to call you? What are we going to call you? I said, well, Elise Yancey lived in Gary. Nellie Grace Daniel lived in East Chicago, Indiana. Orly Hopkins Sanson lived in Chicago, and I lived on the other side of Chicago. So I said to him, I said, listen, I said, we're all from different places, so just call us the Caravans. And that's how the name of the Caravans was born, right there in the studio that night.
Everybody, let's give a big round of applause to the Caravans.
I got another building. Oh.
yes, I am. I got another building.
Well, I started off with my cousins in Troy, Alabama. I left Troy and went to Detroit with the same fellows. They were distant cousins of mine. And then when I got to Detroit, it was kind of cold, and I really didn't like it. So I left Detroit and moved to Los Angeles. And that's where I met the Mighty Clouds of Joy. I met one of the fellows in junior high school, and he said the same thing. He said, we got a group. We rehearsed every Tuesday and Thursday, and my cousin was going to that junior high school. He said, why don't you come to our rehearsal? And mind you, at that time, I was not a lead singer. That's what a lot of people don't know. I was a tenor singer. And one night we were rehearsing, and the lead singer had a problem with a certain part of a song. And I had something to do that night. He kept going over it and over it and over it. And I volunteered. I said, well, let me show you. I was a lead singer, well, you know, myself, but I didn't want to be a lead singer. I sang tenor. So I showed him how to do the part. And the old man who's really responsible for our career today, he's going to live with Jesus, he was sitting there and he was listening. And he told me that night, he said, from now on, you're going to be the lead singer. And that's how I started singing lead for the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Oh, 2 years ago, I had an operation. He picked up for me. He picked up. I've been happy for the past 2 days here. In the midst of the greatest singers in the world. Oh! I love to see people lift up the name Jesus. Get me sad. If I've been lifted up, I draw men. One more thing. I want to say, I'm going to sing a little bit of my song. Sometimes we walk around with a load on our shoulder. You don't have to walk around carrying a heavy load. We forget sometimes. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Ah, you can't handle it. Turn it over. Turn it over. Let me just say a little bit of this heavy load.
Heavy load, I got freedom now. Heavy load,
shout again.
Heavy load, I got freedom now. Heavy load,
wait a minute. Somebody don't know what I mean. When I talk about a heavy load, I'm talking about a heavy load of sin. Somebody wanna know. Well, I got rid of my heavy load down in the country, Alabama, 14 years old. Something got a hold of me. Something got a hold of me. I told my neighbor in a revival meeting one night, you know what? I got the rhythm.
Come on, y'all.
I believe that whatever I do, if I put God first, there's no failure in God. And he blessed the angelic singers. Our first recording was our biggest recording, Touch Me, Lord Jesus. And this year I'll be celebrating 60th year of gospel singing. And I said, I'm not tired yet. And I believe as long as I keep my trust in God, put him first, that I can keep on doing what I've been doing.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
I want to ask you a question. I want to know, have you ever been so sick you couldn't pray? You never experienced it, you just keep on living. I can talk about it tonight because I've experienced it. I recall September 71, I went into the hospital because I was becoming paralyzed. The doctor said I had two herniated discs in my spine that needed to be removed. But I was afraid to go through with that operation because I was told if the doctors made one mistake, I'd never walk again. But after lying there flat on my back from September until March 72, I thought about how I'd been traveling up and down the dangerous highways, singing and telling men and women that God is able. And here I'm lying in the hospital afraid to go into that operating room. After I had a talk with myself, then I had a talk with Dr. Jesus. I told him I would go in there if he would go with me. Speak to the doctors and tell the doctors what to do. The 29th day of March, I went into that operating room with no fear. I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to use my hands again.
down to the piano and sing and play again. But so many nights while lying there in that hospital, my body was racked with pain. I was so sick I couldn't breathe. The only thing I could do was just look up toward heaven and utter these words.
Look at somebody, just tell them, I'm blessed and I know I'm blessed. Come on, just don't let this just tell them, I'm blessed and I know I walk blessed.
Graduated from high school. I went to Southern a year in Baton Rouge and then came to Texas. And it was there that I understood the call into the ministry of music. So I didn't choose it. It actually chose me. I like saying that God had it ready for me, but had to get me ready for it. Since that time, I've been privileged to just touch the lives of a whole lot of people through the music and to be able to cross paths and share. Some of the songs, I guess, that would have led me here for the songs that I did with Florida Mass through Malico and also with Mississippi Mass. I saw Father Hayes here. Cosmopolitan did All in His Hand again some years ago. Albertina Walker was here. She's done songs like I'm Still Here and Sanctify Me.
I want Michael to come and just be, let God use him. He'll say this and you don't have to know it. You don't have to know the song, but you know it. So we're going to just say it. I'm going to say it one time and you repeat it.
sound of in one voice. Watch this. If you had not saved me, I don't know where I would be. Say it with me. In unison, way down there. If you had not, if you had not saved me, God is right in front of you, telling you, if you had not, if you had not saved me, say, I don't know,
I don't know
where
I would be.
Say, no, no. Say these words, exactly, say, through storm clouds,
through
dark clouds, the sun will always shine through. Now just slip your hands up one time and see. Talk to God, tell him if you had not saved me. Tell him not saved me. Say, I don't know where.
I don't know
where
I would be.
Say no, no. This time give me a little fuller voice. Bellow it out if you had.
Not
I don't. I'm gonna say it.
Where?
Tenors, you're going to say this. You're going to say this, tenors.
Through storm clouds, through dark clouds, the sun will always shine through.
Say it with me, tenors. Through storm clouds, yeah, through storm clouds,
through storm clouds,
through dark clouds,
through dark clouds,
the sun will always shine,
the sun will always shine through.
Alto, you say yours, through storm clouds, get up there, Alto, through storm clouds, it,
through
dark clouds,
through
the sun will always shine through. Sopranos, you take it up a third, do a third up, sopranos. Say it's about through storm clouds, through dark clouds. That's it. Say the sun will always shine through. Give it all you got. Everybody get ready. Everybody get ready. Everybody get ready. Everybody say it. Through storm clouds.
Through dark clouds.
Lift up hands.
can say I'm grateful. Masterpiece. One more time, say I'm grateful. Say you
these mornings, it won't be very long, you're gonna look for me, I'll be gone, oh no, gone on up to heaven, I'm gonna sing a song, ain't gonna be nobody there, you can't put me out. If you don't believe that I've been redeemed, follow me, follow me, follow me through that Jordan stream. Oh, hey, got away with the morning dew. Yeah, I've been willing and I've been shouting. I just wanna know about you. I'm grateful, grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Really, 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 really grateful. Yeah, I'm grateful. Hey, oh, I'm grateful. Yeah. Oh. If you had not saved me, I just don't know where I'd be, where I'd be. No, 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 no. I don't know. I really don't know where I would be. Lord, if you are not
See, the Hummingbird was organized by James B. Davis in 1928. And this was getting into closer into 38 when I when they came and picked up my bass singer. So he said, "Well, Tuck, I'll be back. I'm going to speak to the boys." I said, "Yeah, right, you know." But he did come back in about 2 months. And they sang there again. So Mr. Davis said, "Have you ever sang tenor?" I said, "No." "Lead?" "No." He said, "Well, did you sing?" I said, "Well, I was singing baritone." I said, "But I think I can sing tenor." He said, "Well, you know, we live in Greenville and you in Spartanburg." I said, "Okay. If I can't do it, I'll just walk back home. It's not but 29 miles. So he said, "Okay." They took me home from the house of prayer where they sang. And I told my mother, you know, so she said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Yeah, they want me to leave tonight, Mother." She said, "Well, all right, said, you can go." And I went in the back room to get something, and she was in there crying. So I came out. I said, "Fellas, I'm not going anywhere." I said, "My mother is not feeling too good." She came out. She said, "Oh, yes, he is. He is going tonight." She said, "Because I fixed it up with Jesus a long time ago, and God is going to take care of me." And she said, "Now, don't say nothing, but just get what you have and get out. Because I know you're coming back whenever it is to get me." So I didn't want to go as much as I had wanted to before then. But looked like something to say, "Well, go ahead, because you can do more here than you can working for $4 a week, you know." So I went on. I've been out here 66 years with the Dixie Hummingbirds.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Going was tough.
Skipper Conway would always run into Slim. You know, Slim could be the difference in a meal or maybe none. Slim is when you look for 300 people, you don't see for 21. But we've been singing on the mountain ever since we reunited. You've read your Bible, then you know the story about the man who could not see. Hallelujah. But he heard that Jesus was passing. He said, Lord, please lay your hands on me. And I went back and said, Lord, do it for me. Say, Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
on me. I want you to do it for me. I know you can. I know you will. Yeah. Do it for me. Do it for me.
We are presently working very diligently to preserve traditional gospel music. Everything with a solid foundation needs to be preserved, and people need to know its history. And so I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, where we are producing material from a traditional base, representing artists that go way back into the early 50s when they developed their groups, and they are all singing together. What a wonderful opportunity to share this and to have it available for other people, for young people, to really know what gospel music is.
Well, you know, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. You know, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I.
When I come to this place and I look at the wonderful artistry that is gathered here, the legends who have gathered here, some who are active today on the music scene, some who the phone has stopped ringing for, and I look at what's being done through the power of the combination of these visual medium, or the visual medium of television, DVD, and through all these different formats, and putting audio together to bring to life some of these great, great artists. And I think of a re-energizing. I think of not only championing, you know, the traditional music roots from which most of the rest of gospel springs today, but at the same time giving an opportunity for the world to see and hear and feel and know some of the people who contributed so much, many of whom, you know, have become the foundation for the young people of today to stand upon.
Let the devil ride. No, 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 no.
Cause if you love him right, he'll wanna drive the rest. Oh. Please don't let him drive your car. Oh. If he drive your car, he'll take you too far. Don't let him die. Come on. Come on, clap your hands.
When we were ready to say struck gold, matter of fact, we got with a major label. It was with that same Indigo McCook, which carried us to Atlanta, Georgia. And there we met Dave Clark, which was the PR man for ABC Peacock. And he came to our dressing room after we finished singing and said, I want to get you boys on ABC, not ABC, but
Peacock
Records. And, he would say, I'm going to see if I can get you boys. I'm going to put you on my label. We'd laugh after he left the room and said, that guy think we must be crazy. He's not with no Peacock Records. So and when we made it back to the motel, that's the first guy that we saw. And the Dixie Hummingbirds, the same Ira Tucker that's out there, they were there. And when he walked in, Ira Tucker was with Peacock, They said, hey, Dave, when we going to do that session? And he said, I'm interested in them Pilgrim Jubilees night. And we turned around and said, is he really with Peacock Records? That's where we got started. But that was first major record, Stretch Out and Life in the Sun. We had a two-side hit there and went number one.
Got a little story I want to tell you. We're not going to prolong the time, but somebody here got something to thank the Lord for. Could I get a witness here? One day that was a rich man.
was standing in the window on the 8th floor. He was contemplating death. His heart was troubled. While he was looking downstairs, he saw an old raggedy man singing and eating out of a garbage can. And as he looked at him, he said, "Well, said, I believe I'll go down here and just talk to him." And he made his way downstairs. When he got downstairs, he looked at the old raggedy man and said, "How can you sing with a smile on your face and having to eat out of a garbage can?" He said, "You see me? See, I'm rich. And I got everything. I got money and fine clothes to wear." He said, "What is it, God, that you got I don't have?" The poor man looked up and said these words: "There is nothing as precious as Jesus to me. Let the earth and richness be gone.
I don't need nobody. left side of the mountain was actually a prayer. That was a prayer that I prayed, and after praying the prayer, the prayer continued to work on my mind, and then I came back. I was doing a revival in South Carolina, and when I came back, I asked Janice Brown, Reverend Brown, to let us put it together, and I put it together as a song, and then we called the musicians, and they helped put the music with it and everything and so on, but we still didn't think that much of it, you know. But finally, it might wind up being the song. It was a surprise to us, a real surprise, because if you remember the song, When It Rain, It Pours, and that was the song, that song was number three on the chart, actually, when Rough Side come number one. And When It Rain, It Pours was really, really our song then that we released Rough Side. But on that Rough Side recording, what we thought would been the most excited song was You Ought to Been There When the Lord Saved Me. And that's the song that we really looked up to. But the people went for Rough Side, Rough Side of the Mountain.
Oh, Lord, I'm striving, trying to make it through this barren land, Lord. But as I go from day to day, I can hear my faith say, trust me, child, come around, hold your hand.
I'm coming.
That's all right. Coming up, Lord, although my burden, sometimes it cuts me down, but if I can only keep faith, I have strength just to run this race. I'm looking for my starry crown. Lord.
Yeah.